Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning.
Elevation Worship, do it again. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning. And what a great morning it is. Hey, I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. It's Mother's Day. And we're going to take this show, these next 2 hours, in between this wonderful music we have for you this morning, we're going to dedicate a lot to our moms. So let's just get it started in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for all of our grandmothers, for our moms, for our young mothers that are raising kids in this world right now. Lord, the blessings that we've been given from our moms. Lord, I ask you to guide them as they're still guiding their families, no matter how old the mom they are. They are still leading families. We thank you for today. We thank you for this show. I thank you for the listeners, Lord. And let all glory go to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, let's get it going right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Hillsong United with Oceans. That's Passion, Glorious Day, on a very glorious day today, a special edition. It's Mix Mother's Day Sunday. Thank you for listening. Hey, let's get started out with the first mom that I want to talk about. And we have to go all the way back to the first pages in the Bible, the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 2. And we'll start with verse 8. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." I know there are people that, some of you may be listening to this, but I know in the world right now that if I were to put that on social media, there were people who could come up and say, what a chauvinistic thing, you know, putting woe in front of man, and then it came. But listen to this. Our God is so much bigger. He knows the plans, and we'll get into this part here in just a little while, but he knows who we're going to be before we're even born. So he knew what he was doing when he created her. It was not just for Adam, but it was to be something that I would say is one of the biggest, most highly ordained things God has done, and that was to create the first mother. Moms, you are so special. God put you here for a, wow, what a purpose you have. I thank my grandmother for what she did for our family. Doris Wyckoff, she was one of a kind. And if you knew her, you know what I'm saying. I thank my mom for what she did. When we spent many years apart, with her being in Texas, and this is really our first Mother's Day without her around, as she passed just a little while back. But as I was telling the pastor that did the ceremony for us, I thank my mom because the one thing I could think about was she was the glue out of the hard times, all the things that happened in our life growing up. She did her best to keep it together. And that's what moms do best. They keep families together. God bless you, moms. Let's get back to the music. Zach Williams, Heaven Help Me, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. When I can't find the word. That's Vertical Worship, Yes I Will, on Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host, on a special Mother's Day edition. Let's jump back into another special mom in the Bible. Let's talk about Sarah. She was one of the most important women in the Bible. She was the wife of Abraham, which made her the mother of the nation of Israel. She shared in Abraham's journey to the promised land and all the promises God would fulfill there. Yet Sarah was barren. She conceived through a miracle in spite of her old age. Sarah was a good wife, a loyal helper, and a builder with Abraham. Her faith serves as a shining example for every person who has to wait on God to act. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that what moms do? They have the faith, the patience, you know, because us guys, us dads, we may be a little more short-tempered. We don't have a lot of patience. But then there's mom who always sits back and has the faith to wait. And that's just a mom's love. God bless you, moms. We'll get back to some more here special women in the Bible, special moms in the Bible. But right now, we're going to go to one of my favorite songs, We the Kingdom, Holy Water, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Chris McClarney. Speak to the Mountains right here on Mix Sunday Morning on Mother's Day. How are you doing, moms? Let's jump back in the Bible to another mom, Rebecca. She was another matriarch of Israel. Like her mother-in-law, Sarah, she was barren. When her husband, Isaac, prayed for her, God opened up Rebecca's womb, and she conceived and gave birth to two sons, twin sons, Esau and Jacob. Another example of how God has this just all planned out. He had it planned out then. He's got it planned out right now. And for all of us, he knows what tomorrow is coming. He knows what special little angels, these kids that are on the way. He knows their birth date already. And I just thought the Rebecca story was neat because her husband prayed for her. And God gave her not just one, but gave her two. And speaking of two, congratulations to our own Michael Brannon and his wife Jamie, bringing home twins. Congratulations, and what an honor it is to have children, and now Jamie to be called a mom. God bless you, Michael and Jamie. God bless all the moms. Let's get back into more music. Phil Wickham, Battle Belongs, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Lauren Daigle, You Say, as we roll into hour number two on Mix Sunday Morning. Happy Mother's Day. Jochebed, the mother of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, was one of the most unappreciated mothers in the Bible. Yet she also showed tremendous faith in God. To avoid mass slaughter of Hebrew boys, she set her own baby Moses adrift down the Nile River, hoping that someone would find and raise him. How many moms, let's stop right there. How many of you mothers out there could let your kid go? I know right now in today's world, we're not going to put them in a river to go down a river, but how many of you could give up your child hoping that child would have a better day? For Jochebed, God worked it out so well that her baby was found by Pharaoh's daughter. And the coolest part of this story, she even became Moses' own nurse, ensuring that Israel's great leader would grow up under the godly influence of his mother. What a story. But could you give up your child? If God called you, I watched a little video today on Instagram. It was on an Instagram story, and it said, you know, if you were a person, had a lot of followers, and God told you to delete your account, could you? I know this isn't in the saying, this is apples and oranges we're talking about, but could you give up your child if God told you to? That would be tough. Worked out for Moses because God has a plan. Thank goodness we have moms like that. Let's get back to the music. And again, thank you, moms. You're going to hear it all show today because that's what this show's about. Thank you to our moms. Happy Mother's Day. It's Michael W. Smith, Surrounded on Mix Sunday Morning. David Crowder, Come As You Are, right here on Mix Sunday Morning, right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. Thank you, Radio Alabama, for giving me this opportunity. And thank you, moms, for what you do. Happy Mother's Day to you. Back to the Bible now. Barren in her old age, Elizabeth was another of the miracle mothers in the Bible. She conceived and gave birth to a son. She and her husband named him John, as an angel had instructed them. Like Hannah before her, Elizabeth dedicated her son to God, and like Hannah's son, she also became a great prophet, John the Baptist. Elizabeth's joy was complete when her relative Mary visited her, pregnant with the future Savior of the world, Jesus. If you don't think God is big, and you don't think he has a plan, just get in the Bible and just these stories we've shared today, this morning, of the women, the mothers in the Bible. Man, God loves you, moms. He really loves you. And like I said before, it wasn't just to keep Adam comfort. God created something way much bigger. We love you. Happy Mother's Day. Now, for you young moms, here's a special song for you. Because if you got a 2-year-old running around, it's Toby Mac. Help is on the way. God bless you. I heard your heart. Corey Ashbery, Reckless Love, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Happy Mother's Day. Now, let's talk about the most famous mother in the Bible. Mary was one of the most honored mothers in the Bible because she was the mother of Jesus. Although she was young, a humble peasant, Mary accepted God's will for her life. She suffered enormous shame and pain, yet never doubted her son for a moment. Mary stands as highly favored by God, a shining example of obedience and submission to the Father's will. If that happened today, that would be hard to explain. Mary didn't have a choice. God, once again, chose a woman to bring the Son of Man to this world, to be the mother of the King of Kings. And like it said, the shame that it brought, the heckling she took, just the birth of Jesus, it wasn't even comfortable for her. But she did it because she knew what to do. And I know there are moms all out there listening right now. There are moms that do, I know you do, whatever you have to do. Thank you for that. Thank you, moms. Hey, let's get back to music. Elevation Worship, Sea of Victory, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Tim Hughes, Here I Am to Worship, right here on Mix Sunday Morning, Mother's Day edition. I thank everyone for tuning in this morning as we get this thing closed for another week. Again, I'm honored to be able to do this, and I'm honored to be able to do it today because moms are great. I was sitting here thinking during the break, how are mom and dads different? I'm not cutting any dads down out here because, you know, I'm one of them. But when your kid falls and scuffs their knee, you know, let's just use this example. Dad says, rub some dirt on it. Mom says, come here and let's take a look at it. When your kid's feelings get hurt, Dad says, it makes you tougher. Mom says, come here, let me give you a hug. Now I know I'm not spiking on any dads out there, because we have some great dads, and we're going to be talking about that here in a few weeks. But today is Mom Edition. The greatest commandment in the Bible is to love the Lord God Almighty. And if we're to follow the Lord and follow His commandment, then the greatest gift is love. And that's what moms do. Moms have a tremendous job. And you moms that are working right now, you work and you have children, you work all day, you come home, you're fixing supper, you're cleaning up, it's a crazy life. But as I said before, it wasn't just Adam. God had a bigger plan when He brought Eve in the picture. So whatever relationship you're in, dads, be thankful that you have your Eve, because she was ordained for you just like Eve was for Adam. Moms, we love you. We pray for you. God bless you. Have a great day today. Coming up in this last block, Hillsong United, Passion, Matt Redman, Phil Wickham, Pat Barrett. But we'll kick it off with Carrie Job, The Blessing. I'm Greg Wyckoff. Happy Mother's Day. I'll see you next week.